Tonight, Mit Hashem, is the last year this man. Hopefully, we'll finish up Hilchos Mitzranis. To say over a word from Ramotu Weinberg, talks about his man. This man starts, mamish, it's packed. Like a month into this man, it's okay, it's full. And as this man continues going, all of a sudden it trickles in, it's on mamish only like, you know, the few diehards left at the end of this man. He says, it's mamish like the chasana. The chasana, everyone comes to the beginning, and then slowly as the chasana progresses, okay, but the first down it's still full, Baruch Hashem. By the second down it's a shraka, but the shever brachas, only mamish nanta mishpacha blibes. So he said the same thing with Torah. He said, the nanta people, the mishpacha of the Torah, they're the ones who blibe. The bad ones, come and go, but the ones who are mamish, not meant to tell you, they're the ones who apply for the whole man. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're holding by the end. Tonight, Mir Hashem, up to Sif Nun Tes, from Sif Nun Tes to the end of the Simin, talks about the Indian of Schiris, by Mesra, by Schiris. Bemis, it's a Shveri Indian because there is no Gemara on it. And Kidu, whenever there's no Gemara and there's a Rishonim, all of a sudden it becomes La Yehuda, Machlekes Rishonim, and then it's Machlekes, what the Machlekes Rishonim are. That's how it goes, Cain, and what the reasonings behind the Rishonim are. So we're going to try to give it over as best as I could. There are about 5 Sifim that we have to tackle right now. Easy Sifim, just hard to get something 100% clear because Midei Machlekes on Nafkas come out on every single prat you could imagine. But I'll give you fundamentally the 3 scenarios that involve Schiris, B'negei to Bametzra. One case is where the house next door is rented and I want to rent it too, because I've been the neighbor, so I would like to expand my gvul and rent the house. I want to do a Bametzra on Schiris. I'm a full-fledged Bametzra. I might say, I own my property. But I'm trying to do a Bametzra on Schiris. That's one din. The second din is... So here too. What do you mean? I have the next house. I want to expand. I want to have the Enikluk to come over. They'll have a bigger backyard to play with. So I need that room. So Zozain, it's only for Schiris. But for those years that I could rent it out, I have a larger area that I could put the two together. That's one. The second case is where I'm a Seicher only. And I would like to use to exercise my koyach bametzra on my schiris. I'm a seicher for this year, and now the balabas would like to rent out this house for next year to somebody else. And I would like to tain ich bin da, I'm a bametzra because I'm already here b'tayr schiris. That's the second mahalach. I want to. Okay, good. I'll do both. You're 100% right. You want to either buy this house, or I would like to rent it for the following year. But in the Chanami, even buying, we're going to discuss 100%. And the third scenario is, the second scenario, the lumdis is my whole koyach of mitzvahness only comes because I'm a seicha. So it's different than the first case. And the third case is similar to the second, but it's benegeah to the property next door. I'm only a seicha here, but I would like to either rent or buy the property next door. So you have 3 different angles how to look at Schiris. And we're going to discuss Mit Hashem, all of them. And it's, like I said, not klar, but we're going to try our best.
The angle that we rented, allowing the Balabas to settle. You want to be my Bametzah to buy it?
I want to be a Bametzah to buy it because I'm already here, where I am living here already, so I have Kedima. Just like we had last week, if I'm a Balamashkin, I already have some of my grip on this item, so now if the lover wants to sell it, I should have first crack because I'm already here. So to hear, if I'm already renting it, and now Balabas wants to sell it, I should have first crack because I'm already here, I'm already renting it. The svara, it's not mamish, the svara of Bametz like we have all over. They want to put the two properties together. The svara they say is that you're going to throw me out on the street and make me move. I'm already here. It's mamish for me. It's mamish a grace atircha. For you, go rent somewhere else. Go buy somewhere else. Why do you have to mamish throw me out into the street? So that's the second case. And the third case is that mikoich meischiris, I would like to go so far to say my Bametz are on next door. Next door property is being sold. I'm already here. I'm renting. I would like to buy next door as well. There's the 3 cases, and we're going to have to discuss each one. Let's start. Sif Nun Tes. Haseicha Bais Michaveroi. Vametzun Reitzel Leitziyu Miyadoi. I'm renting a house, and the next door neighbor wants to throw me out. Means he wants to exercise his Koyach HaMitzranis on a rental. L'socher la'atzmai, because he wants to rent it for himself. He is a full-fledged mezon, he owns the property next door, but he would like to exercise that koyach to be able to rent next door. He wants to throw me out.
The lease is up, not the middle of the lease.
No, because this case, the lease is up. Who cares? Maybe he never leased it till now. There's a full-fledged mezon, and next door property is being rented out, and the mezon wants a taina, I have a schus mezon is to throw out the tenant. He was just renting to someone else. I want to throw that out. I want to be the tenant. Ain't shame in law. You don't listen to him.
How would it work?
It's the same thing. When you rent it, unbeknownst to you, you're really renting it for me. Right, correct. Like just like when you buy, you're buying for me. When you rent, you're renting for me. That's how it would work. Now this halacha is a Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say these words. The Rambam just says, Ein b'schiris mishum b'metzra. Don't say what he's talking about. It's made machloikis, rishonim, even Torah Magid Mishnah, Allah, a couple of different pshatim and achrenim, had a tight Rambam. But this is the mechabiz pshat, beisaisis pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam means this case. When he says, aim b'tzchiris mishumano, means that when you're trying to exercise your metzronis, it means when you're trying to exercise metzronis on a schiris. The item next door, the house next door was up for schiris, and you would like to exercise the metronis on that schiris. That's a Rambam. And the Torah brings a Rambam and says, with the Rosh is chaylik, and the Rosh holds that schiris l'yema min karahu, it's just like a regular mechira, and memela, you could taina metronis on a schiris. So via machlekes Rambam and Rosh, the Mechaba brings down the shita of Rambam. Ki yidu kedarka bekodesh yipasan like the Rambam. The Rambam over here keeps quiet, but mitzvah Hashem we're going to see in Sif Samak the Rambam argues, and the Achrenim learned that the Rambam is arguing on Sifnin and Tess as well. So bekitza Pasha, this is already your first machlekes for the night. Basically tonight we're going to have a half a dozen machlekes in, but the first machlekes for the night is can you exercise mitzvahs on a schiris? That's the machlekes Rambam and Rosh.
That over here, he wants the Loitzio. Is that what the Rosh is
calling on? The Rosh? So they can discuss that. Let's Pashas even Loitzio. Pashas even Loitzio. And at least in this case, Pashas even Loitzio. We're going to discuss in Siv Samach, you're pointing out good. And in your variable, you could put in really in each Chelik. In Shlav 2 and Shlav 3, you also could put in whether you could throw somebody else out or if you got there first, could someone throw you out. Okay, we're going to discuss each Prat. But the Vowel, let's start off. There's a Machlekes Makaba and Pashas Ramah or Rambam and Rosh, whether you could exercise Mitzronis on Skiris. Rosh says Skiris is just like a regular Mechir, Skiris Yamimimko. And the Rambam seems not to hold like that. Unclear why. So what's pshat in this Rambam? Why does the Rambam hold that you can't take over the Skiris next door?
It's like the person who owns it should have a big idea. He's going to be stuck with whoever is renting more than that. He sells it, he's
put it,
he's out of
it, make
a difference
here. Baruch Shekivanti, so that, but not to me, to the Heligah Achronim. So Levush said that that's Pshat in the Mechaba. Means Pshat in the Rambam, why? You cannot be mighty from a schiris, even though maybe the Rambam would be mighty schiris liyam and mimko, and it's a regular mechira. It's because the maskir katayna, heich neichli, I like this guy better as a tenant rather than you. Very simple. Mamela, you can't exercise metronis on the seller or on the masker. Like any time that it's bad for the masker, bad for the seller, you can't impose a metronis. So to here, you can't impose a metronis. That's what the Levush says. The Biagra says very similar. The Biagra says two pshatim. His first chap is that Schiris is not mishtalem, it's ela lebesoif. And memeila, hayes schiris is not mishtalem, it's ela lebesoif. So that means you don't pay rent till the end of the year, or whatever the unit of time that you rented it out for. If it's monthly, you don't pay out till the end of the month. If it's yearly, you don't pay out till the end of the year. Even though Bizman Nainu, we pay at the beginning of the month, but we still only pay a month. We don't pay for the whole year in one shot. If you go and you sign, unless it's commercial, but it's, even then, but residential for sure, you rent it out for the year, you pay every month. So the Maisa gets, Shkoyek, you're willing to pay right now. But the Maske Ketain is, I don't trust your credit. You mamish ba'avo people. The guy who I rented to, I do trust. So, Bishlam, if you come up with the money and you're willing to pay me for the whole rental term in one shot, 5-year rental term, you want to pay me 60 months in one shot right now, I'll talk about it. But if you want to be like Yena and pay me month by month, I don't trust you. I know it's going to be in the third month, you're already going to pay late, I'm going to have to run after you and haggle you to get my money, I'm not interested in you, this tenant is a reliable tenant and I want to rent to him. And we had that svara before, Bahamtana, all the way towards the beginning. As someone, if you sell something and you're selling on credit, you're giving a seller's mortgage, the seller, there's no dinner b'mesa, because the seller could say, I like this buyer better, I trust his credit better than Yena. So too, like they're going geschmacked, and in every schiz, there's always that element of Amtana, so memele does not in. That's his first svara. And the second svara, Zaktagayin, is that because B'nai Beisei Merubim, that I like this tenant because he comes, because he's a smaller family. Mashen came the other tenant, you, the next door, the Metzen, you have a larger family. I'm not interested in my house being killed. That's why Bedav granted to a nice, sweet, old couple, and you, Mamish Baruch Hashem, and Mishpachim Rubav Tzadikim, will know how to wreck a house. I'm not interested. I like this couple better. So Memela, it's like the Svar of the Lavosh, that Yen, I like better than this. Just the Goyin's plugging in an example of Bnei Samirubin. I don't know in the going, if you wouldn't have a real example, just tell me I like that guy's nose better, I don't know if the going would be masked. But in general, by tenants, you have these two svaras. First is Bamtana, and second of all is because, let's say, Bnei Samirubin. That is the going. There's a Chuvis Zera Yankiv in Simon Yud Zayin. He wants a taino. I don't know how he learned the Machava, but he tiny is that when the Rosh argued with the Machava, when they argued with the Rambam, who holds that there is a din of Meitzronis by Skiris, Zaktei should know that only if he's willing to pay right away, Miyad. But if he's not willing to pay everything right now up front, then you're going to have the problem of Amtana, and Akataina, I like my tenant better than the Metzron. Means what the Goyin plugged into the Rambam and Mechaba, that is a problem of Amtana, the Zeri Yankov said that in that case, even the Rosh would be Moida. Teretis, it's only talking about a case where the Metzron's willing to put down all the Schiris money up front. That's when the Rosh said that there's a Din of Metzron. Sorry? For whatever the term of the Schiris is, if it's a year, if it's for 5 years, it's for 5 years, for whatever the term is.
You don't have to go into the whole thing. Let's say the Baal Gus doesn't want to be doing it. The question is now the two neighbors, if he has Schiris to be Moitzi enough.
I'm saying, but if the Balabas has Akpada, if the Maske has Akpada, then there's nothing doing. That's basically what everyone is saying. The Goyin and the Lavush plugged that into the Machaba. The Lavush said, Shat in the Machaba, why? Ain't Shaymin Lai? Is because the Maske says, right. That means if the Maske wouldn't have an issue, then the Machaba and the Rambam would be Moida, that there would be a Dina Bametra. And let's say in the Goyin, if the Goyin says the problem with the Machaba is Hamtono, so if the person is willing to put down all the money up front, you wouldn't have that svara. And if the problem is Bnei Beis on Merubim, and you wouldn't have Bnei Beis on Merubim, then also you wouldn't have the svara. So it comes out, in economy, the Mechab is a little chasim and a seifa, kilu, these svaris are circumventable. You could get around them. You could make a case where the masker doesn't mind, or whatever it is, and yet the Mechab just says, Nam, ain't shame like the Mechab should have specified only because of these svaris, and if not, not. But it's a going. I mean, on them, we don't have a pshat. The Mechaba. So we have a Levush Shat and the Goyim, which is very similar. And now we have the Zeri Yankov, which is saying that the Rosh would be Moida if it's Mamtana. The Rosh only was talking. There is no Gemara. There is no Gemara. There is no Gemara by Schiris.
There's no Mechaba. There's no
Schiris.
How do
you know? So maybe that's because it's Pashat. There is a Din of Mamtana, like the Rosh says. How do you know which way is Pashat? We don't know. There's no Gemara. Gemara doesn't say anything. So we have to figure it out. So the Rambam says Nain, and the Rosh says yeah. So Shaila is what? What's going on? What Prat in the Rambam that there's no Bidin of Mamnesa? So the Goyin says this Prat, the Levush says this Prat. Now, in the Goyin's Prat of Hamtana, comes along the Zeri Yankov and says that the Rosh is might if you have a Hamtana problem. And the Rosh is only to where you put up the money up front. In that case, Lachar, the Rambam should also be Maida. Because if the whole problem the Rambam was Hamtana. is going to be a problem that we'll see Mit Lashem in the next sif. The Taz over here and the Ksois in the next sif, Taka says, if they Beisim Rubim, then even the Rush would be Moider. So we have a Shtuko problem. The two problems that the Rambam, quote unquote, had, namely the Goyin's two problems, even the Rush is Moider to the Achrayim say. So where is the Machlaikis? Basically, I don't know. I don't know where the Machlaikis comes. Unless the Rush. Right, vice versa, the Torah didn't learn like that. The Torah learned that the Rambam holds that ain't Shemeloi across the board, even without these varas. And the Rosh holds Shemeloi provided, yeah, Vadi, you have to shtim with the rest of the Simen. It can't be a Bamtana, it can't be a Nebesim Merumim. Yeah, Vadi, we have to shtim with the rest of the Simen. But that's a B'Yisoy, there is a Din of Bamtana. So what's the Rambam shot that there's no Din of Bamtana, basically?
The Svar of Bamtana, Taka, if he would pay up there, but on the Svar that he may not be happy with him as a tenant, we had other times where something. The Moshe could say, well, I'm going to wait for people won't come to me because the other they know you're a bar mitzvah, and I'll end up with you.
That's it, because they made a takona. They made a takona that the Moshe could always consult with the neighbor first. But here we're telling me that he doesn't like the neighbor. The buyer or the tenant that he has is a better tenant, a better buyer. If he has a good reason why, the Arkashukin says, is he gives an amasla nechayna. Any amasla nechayna means it can't be just dumb, you know, I don't like the guy's nose. But if he has any amasla nechayna, that's enough of a reason to negate Bamesra. Because we had it throughout the siman that anything that's Sotayvah Samaycha. So if he has a real so if that's the case, even the Rosh is Maida. So Rosh was only arguing when the Masket doesn't mind. It means the Masket sidelined. So Masket sidelined, so then why is the Rambam holding ain't Shemalai? Once the Masket doesn't care, then there should be Shemalai. It means like the Goyin and the Lavosh, the only problem here is mitzad the Masket. Hamtona, B'nai Beisim, Rubin. Once the Masket is Maskim, there's no problem. So what's the Rambam doing and saying ain't Shemalai for? It's problematic. One more But why? Why would the Rambam if Skiris is a memkur and I'm a full fledged master next door, why can't I take over Skiris? So you're gonna have to create some.
Now you start to wake up.
And if you bought an item and
same thing.
I only found out now. If I would have known 3 months, whenever the same thing it says in the rest of the siman. Whenever I find out, that's when I got to do it. So what could be pshat? Basic nish. Okay. One more halakha here. Important. The Zeri Yankov is Maisev. You should know that if the Schiris was for an unusually long amount of time, his case was that they rented it for 3 years. He says if it was a rental for 3 years, b'chlal l'kuliyam rezon din b'metzra. Why? Because it's gevaldik a toiva for the masker to have a long-term tenant. Without that, you're not going to have a long-term tenant. He said the minig was, bizman noi, is that the leases were for a year. So if the lease is only for a year, and now I found someone who's willing to rent for 3 years, I don't have to be choishish that my metzron would want it for 3 years, or even if I do, I can't afford to waste the time consulting with my metzron, risking such a gevaldik a tenant, and my Mela, just like we had in the rest of the Simmer, if you find a Gevaldika buyer, you don't have to, the buyer is willing to buy all your sadas. You don't have to waste time in consulting with the Metzron. You can just sell it to this guy, and there's no Dinah Metzronis. They suspended Dinah Metzronis to Tevis HaMeicha. So to hear, it's like that, it's a Tevis HaMaske to find such a Gevaldika tenant willing to rent it for such a long time in one shot, and then it's a Tevis HaMaske, and there's no Dinah B'Metzra. Even the Rosh would be masking. That's what the Zeri Yankov says. So now today also, I would assume that in residential, commercial is different, but in residential, Gevenlich also the terms of the lease are usually for a year. I can't say 3 years is wild, but 1 year is Gevenlich, right?
Your house.
You rent for 3 years in one shot, you give a clause that the person has the ability to renew the contract. But is the tenant locked in for 3 years? How many times do we rent a house and we lock the tenant in for 3 years?
It's on a house, it's pretty sound. Not on the basement.
On a house. That you lock, not that the tenant has the right to go for 3 years, but that we lock the tenant in for 3 years.
The room's renting, how long?
No, I'm renting for a year. Yeah. Yeah, I'm renting for a year. Most people do for a year. Sometimes they do with the ability, the option to continue. Sometimes they'll do 2 years. 3 years is already you know, the tip. I can't tell you it's mamish ain't a benimza, but it's already 5 years for sure. No one does. So if you find a tenant for 5 years, less man the Pollock, even the Russian wife does not dinner bar mitzvah. It's over because this is a mamish, a windfall of a tenant. He's willing to live in my house for 5 years. Gavaldik. All right, fine. That's sif nun tes. Let's continue. Let's do sif samak. We're going to have to move a little quick. We have to do five sifrim tonight. We have to jam. All right. Zakta mechava. Mishiyesh labayis beschiris. So this is a different type of schiris. Okay, we taught this a different step. Mishiyesh labayis beschiris. Ubayis sheetzloy nimkar. Yehu koyach mitranis is only mikoyach schiris. You're here only as a tenant, and the next door is being sold, and you would like to take over next door because ich bin aba metzah. I'm here as a schiris. Einu yachol liskuvus boy medin ben ametzah v'mkodam v'konoi. Not only don't you have a right to exercise by master and throw out the buyer next door, but even if you actually went ahead and bought next door, the real master next door, that means the next door to the next door, the real master, or what? Or your landlord, right, who's also a real bamezra, could throw you out of the house next door. Because you're a tigigimina, you're like a friend, you're nobody. Just because you're renting here, that doesn't give you anything on next door. A mamela, it's like you came into the neighborhood to buy, so all the real Metzronim have a right to throw you out. That's the Shitas HaMechaba. Again, Mechaba holds, no din about Metzra by Schiris. Comes along the Ramah, which is the Rosh, V'yesh Mishacholik, V'sfira Le D'yesh B'Schiris Din Metzronis. There are those who argue and hold that there is by Schiris a Din Metzronis, which is the Rosh. Now the Sma and the Taz, both touch up this Ramah, that this Ramah is only arguing on the last din of the Mechaba. That is, that if the tenant was first to buy next door, the real Metzronim can't throw him out. But if somebody else bought next door and the tenant would like to throw the buyer out, Mikoyak Metzronis, then even the Rosh is Maida that you can't become as Ashtarka Metzron Mikoyak Skiris. If you're only here as a tenant, you can't exercise to throw somebody out at next door. The Svara that the Taz gives is because everything is relative. Yes, you're here next door, but you only hear mikoyach schiris. You only hear temporarily. It's a temporary nature. Mashenkin, the next door is being sold, lo meyad. So you can't exercise the mitzranis to throw a full-fledged buyer out next door. That guy bought it, lo meyad. And you're only a tenant. It's not right that mikoyach, a temporary tenancy, you have a right to throw out a full-fledged buyer. So therefore, you can't throw the guy out, just if you got there first, no one could throw you out. Even the matron can't throw you out, because it makes sense why you want to stay over here next door to your other place that you're living. So they minimize the damage. They minimize that this whole Yesh Min Chakalik is only going on the Sefer of the Makaba, in Kodam V'Konoi, that the Ben HaMetzah can't throw him out. But on the Reish of the Makaba, that the Bayi Shetzel is Nimkar, you can't throw that guy out. That's what the Taz says.
What happens in the case that I own a house, I have three different apartments, and I rent downstairs, and I want to rent the upstairs? The whole swirls of the
I don't know, maybe I trust you that you could afford one. I trust you that you could afford one apartment. Maybe you can't afford two apartments. Too much financial load for you to carry. Well, like he said, I'm stuck with you on the first one, but now I see Taku UNH, I'm not interested in the second time. Fine. Correct, but over there, they also minimize their lishitas, and they minimize there too. Now, from the Taz Svara, that since you are a Roy, you can't be mighty someone who's a full-fledged buyer, by saying the Taz, and it's much like that in Taz, that if the next door would also be only benegeir to a rental, then you could exercise a din meitranis to be able to throw the tenant out next door and rent both places. Because I'm here as a rental, so I have a koyach of meitranis as a rental for next door, because it's shava b'shava. Fine. Now,
what happens in the case when it's two meitranis, the soif on this side, soif on that side?
Right, so here too, if they have a koyach mitzvahs, then they'll have to share the mitzvahs too. What? Oh, how are you going
to
do schiris and half a house on a basic nation? Now the Taz goes as far to say the next step, and he wants to say that that's only been negated to the house next door. That if you were renting here, if you want to buy the house next door, that you can't be mitzi. If you're renting here and you want to throw the tenant out next door, you could. But that's a machlekes mechaber Ramah. If you're renting here, and now the balabas wants to rent this house that you're renting now, he wants to rent it next year to somebody else, there the Taz says, for sure you could throw that next tenant out, even like the Rambam. Here the Rambam is Maido. That's what the Taz says.
And why not?
I'm not letting him. It means I'll assume his position. Correct. I assume. The whole machlokes is only when I'm renting here and I want to throw out the tenant next door. But if I'm renting here and I want to throw out the tenant that's going to come here next year, but I want to stay further, and the balabai is wants to rent it to somebody else. I don't know, it's a problem. And obviously the Baalai wants to rent to someone else. There's a good reason why he wants to rent to someone else. Otherwise he would rent it to me. So I'm not sure what the mitzvah is. And why don't we take the Baalai? And he says, in this case, even the Rambam's moida. And let me just, one second, I'm going to bring it out better. And the Ksois brings down the Taz, and he says, but Avada, if the next year's tenant has fewer children, and you are B'nai Beisai Merubim, then Avada the Taz is moida, that you can't throw out the next tenant, because it's going to come out bad for the landlord, so that you can't do. It's only when you don't have B'nai Beis and Merubim or any other Amaslo Nechayno, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. So we're talking about now where you're just as good of a tenant as the next tenant coming in. So I'm not sure the mitzvah is, so why is he renting out his own house, not you? But good, you're just as good. And of them, Afilu the Rambam's Maida. Huh? Oh, they're going to be playing more, you mean?
Yeah. No,
bribing.
No, he gave him
better. He paid more. But when I take him over, I also have to pay more.
No, he didn't pay actually more. He wants to do a toiver. This friend.
He wants to do a toiver. Okay, fine. But kids,
there's a little cash that I raised around at the same time. It was a little
Is that true? Okay. Okay, but by law, the 5%, 8%, whatever, is he good?
In this case, he does it, so he gets a new tenant, he does it.
Yeah, he'll have to pay the higher amount. Okay. The only thing by law, I don't know if you're allowed, if you're going with secular law, I don't know if you're allowed to rent it out to another tenant if it's an existing tenant. You can't throw out a tenant unless you have cause. Yeah, it's not possible. You can't throw, unless you want to move in yourself. Yeah, so you're stuck a little bit. But all right, unless he breaches a contract, whatever it is. So the Taz says here, even the Rambam's moida. So now the problem is, how could the Rambam be moida if Sifnun Tes says that if I'm a full-fledged metron and I'm trying to take over the rental next door, I can't. Ain't genuinely. Why? Because either the Goyin Svara or the Levush Svara, hechnaikli. But somehow when I'm renting here and I want to continue the lease for next year, I could throw the next guy out. L'chay ain b'schiyis mishum b'metra, because hechnaikli or b'nei b'esim rubim or hamtana, whatever the Svaras are that you're going to plug into Sifnun Tes, why don't you have it in the Taz's case, even in the same house? There is no din b'metra when you're trying to take over a lease. Because the lease has a dynamic with the masker, and the masker doesn't want him. So what's going on? Seems that he didn't learn.
The Tzai said that all the
Svaras
are gone.
It's funny, I feel that the Rambam's mind. And the Rambam's mind did that even in Tifnun Des. If you pull away all the Svaras out, if you get the sideline, the mask, and the mask is happy with the Metzen as a tenant too, then the Rambam should be mind in Tifnun Des too, like we said. Elamai, I don't know how the Taz learned Tifnun Des. It seems that he didn't learn it like the Machaber learned Tifnun Des, because when he quotes over the Rambam, he says that the Rambam is not talking about the Machaber's case where you are a full-fledged Metzen and you're trying to take over his Schiris next door. He says where you're only a Seicher and you're trying to take over Schiris next door, then there's no dinner by Mesra. If you'll be a full-fledged owner and you want to take over a Schiris next door, maybe the Taz holds, if the Rambam will hold like that too, basic Mish. I know, it's shtickle problematic. The Maisa is the Mishpat Shalom brings from the Shvus Yankiv, he's mashman like that, not like the Taz, all the Achreinim, that even on the Taz's case, the Rambam would argue. That means, even if you're here already and you're trying to continue the lease for next year, even B'chei Agavno, the Achrayim will argue with the Taz, that means they'll hold, that the Rambam will hold, there is no din b'mezra. Like the Rambam, there's never a din b'mezra b'negeya to Schiris. Whether you're a Seicha, whether you want to take over Schiris, period. There's no din b'mezra when it comes to Schiris. That's how they learn the Rambam. So even this Shlav of the Taz is also midi machlekes leinafkes. Now, Toich, the Taz, the Divrei Taz, the Taz is talking about a case where I'm here this year, Tavshin 9 Dalit, and you're renting it out to someone else for Tavshin 9, hey? And the Taz says, because Gavna, I have a right to throw out the next tenant because I'm already here in this house. The Nesivis in Sifkotin Hay, Sifkotin Samachay in the Kedushim, quotes the Taz, brings it down like as if he's masking, and then... Oh, we don't have Nesivis in the Shulchan Aruch Kavaldik. Okay. Anyway, Bekitza, over there he says it, and then he adds, but from the Beis Yosef, I'm the Beis Yosef, what's his logic? I'm Beis Yosef, that Lachas Manas Chiris, you don't have the right to throw out the next tenant who's coming in. Because once the Schiris is over, you're not a mandam anymore. Your home and yom is mekech yischiris. If the schiris is ended, then you're not a man yom. So how could you throw out somebody else? You're taking him like everyone else.
If the schiris is not ended, how could you bring in a new person?
And if the schiris didn't end, he can't come in, right? So therefore,
Avada
he can't. Correct. It's only for the next year. So kiilu for nesivis is. There's at least a kilo. There's a problem between the Taz and the Beis Yosef. If you know Nesiv doesn't ask as Akashi, he brings them both. But the Aruch HaShulchan learned that there's a stira now between the Taz and the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that for next year you can't throw him out because you're no longer a Seicha for next year, so you're nobody. And the Taz says that you here even the Rama's Maida that you do have a dinner by Master. Sorry, the Beis Yosef here, no, off and on. Over here, at the end of the sentence.
On the tour.
On the tour, yeah, it's off and on. So, the Arkashukah says, Sarkin Ledina, what do you do? I want to say that there really is no machlekes between the Taz and the Beis Yosef, and it's very fundamental chilek. The Taz is talking about we're in Tavshin Ayin Dalet, you already lined up a tenant for Tavshin Ayin Hay. So even though it's been a gear for Tavshin Ayin Hay, but we're still holding in Tavshin Ayin Dalet. As long as we're in Tavshin Ayin Dalet, I am a Mandi Yomai, I rented this place. So, Mamela, I have a right to say, what are you doing? I'm going to put someone else now and get signing a contract with someone else in Tavshin 9 Dalet. I'm here. I have Kedima. I'm a Mandiyama because I'm a Seichi here, so I have a right to throw the guy out, even for Tavshin 9A. I know, but the signing of the contract happened in 9 Dalet. So for 9 Dalet, I'm here. The Beis Yosef is talking about a case, it's Mufush like the Nebeza, where it's already past the Schiris. 9 Dalet is over, and this is already in 9A, and I'm living there without a lease, and you can throw me out whenever you want. And now you just found a good tenant, better than me, and you decide to rent to someone else, and I have a right. I don't have that right. I can't take over the next year because I'm no longer the Abitari Schiris. But if I'm still in Ayin Dalet, even the Beis Yosef would be Maida. And I want to take it to a next step. There's a Ketzva Kadoshim over here that declares the following child, the Geshmaka Chakira. There's a concept in Schiris that whatever your term of your lease is, you have it for that term. Once the lease is up, it turns into what we call a monthly. It's no longer a yearly lease. It turns into a monthly lease. What does it mean it turns into a monthly lease? In the halacha state, in the Schiris Batim, it's really not a monthly lease. What it is maybe mitzad d'midik it turned into that, but in halacha, it's not like that. And halacha is that really I'm there without a lease. I'm there day by day. Just if you want to throw me out, you can't throw me out in the street suddenly, so you have to give me notice 30 days. Not that I have a schus to live there 30 days. Be'etzem, I'm not a tenant. I don't have any schusim. Navas is that you can't throw me out unless you give me notice. And you can't put me out in the street, so you have to give me 30-day notice to find somewhere else. The nafkamina is that what happens if the maskir needs to move in? He has the right to move in immediately and throw me out on the street. Because if the whole story why I need to give notice is because why throw the guy out on the street? Well, why should Damascus stay out on the street? It's his house. So then he has a right to move in without even within the 30 days. Yeah, guys in another house. Now, I'm talking about a case where, let's say, the Damascus house fell down, burned down. So now he has a right to move in. It means it would be Taich Shana, tough luck on Damascus. Go find a different house. This house is mine. I rented it for this year. It's for me. I own it for this course, for this year. But it's already past the lease. So it's only that you need to give Haidah. Kazak Kadashim is misupik. If you can't throw me out, but the only reason why you can't is because you need to give me a Yidah of Lamed Yoim, is that considered like the lease is up in Gantz and I have no longer Schosim? Or no, I do have Schosim because Ayos, you need to give me notification. You can't throw me out without notification. So then I do have Schosim, and now if you lend to someone else, I could take that guy over because I'm still Kilu in a quasi lease. I'm there for 30 days no matter what. Bar Kochach.
So,
even after Gael, but for these 30 days, I'm there. For after 30 days, you know this works. But for 30 days, I'm here and I have schosim. See, Klaz has a shayla. So I want to say, it could be, if the Taz held that even that's good enough, it could be that that's what the Taz are talking about. Even if it's after the year. But if it's still within the 30-day notice, so I have a right to stay on and I have a right to take over the next 10 and 2. Mashiach in the Beis says, Lahedja, that the master could throw the Tzeicher out any time. Oh, if you could throw him out, he's not a man de Amma. So Mahel, he has no right for the next year. Maybe you could say that Pshat and Taz. Kazak Kashim has another Chiddush, very Geshmak. He has a few Chiddushim, practical Chiddushim. What happens if you have a tenant, and the tenant's lease is, let's say, for a year? Someone DS me tonight, I have similar Shiloh, but he has a tenant, he's there for a year. And then, this tenant, Ruvain, decided to sublease the premises to Shimon for, let's say, that year. So tainit the Kesek Toshim, the first tenant is not a mandanim anymore. The first tenant already gave up his chus for that year to the second tenant. So yes, he gave up the chus for the second tenant. He's not considered a seicher for that year. So the one who should have the schus of Bar Metzah, even like the Rosh, is not the first tenant. Now it will be the second tenant. But he says, what happens if he only subletted for part of his schiris, let's say for half a year, and he plans on coming back for the second half of the year? So then he says, then the first tenant will retain his koyek Bar Metzah like the Rosh. And the first tenant...
When he didn't live there?
Yeah, because he plans on being there soon. So he needs the property next door to enhance his living when he'll move back in. And the second tenant also has a schus of Bar Metzah because he's there now. Who wins? So he discussed who wins. It's not clear what he means. But, and not only that, we'll take it to the next one. And he says, just like the maskir will retain his koyek ha-metronis. This soika, let's say the Rambam, the soika is not a mandiyam. But the maskir is a mandiyam, right? I rented out for the year. Good. He needs the next dual premises because it will enhance his living for year two and onward. So Zok to Kesek Kedoshim, the first tenant, the second tenant, and the maskir will all have koyak metronis on whatever it is that the Rosh says you have that koyak on, because you are, all of you are a metron. Now, which one is better? From the Kesek Kedoshim, it sounds like whoever is there now has kedima, means whoever is closer, his Zoshin is nitzkedim epnei rishim bezman. Could be the mask would be less in that case. But the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chubis Maria's Enzel in Siman Ayin Zayin says the same thing, that the mask is zich as it did Meitronis. And he says they both say that the mask here is odif from the Seicha, because he really owns it. He's a real owner. Just like if you remember Abay Sen Sifnun Ches, when there's a machlokes between the Loiv and the Malva, the Mashkin. So they and they're fighting over it. We say that the loiver has kedima over the malva because he's the real owner, and the malva only has skus mashkin in it. So to here, the master who really owns the premises will have a skus kedima over the tenant who only has like what we call a kinyan peiros in the property. It doesn't really own it. All right, next. Chiddush of the Kesek Kedoshim, and this is already meisim in many tshuvas. Apparently, the same meisim went to a number of tshuvas. One person, one shul sent out. The story was meisim shoyah kachoyo. There was a guy who had two seats in the Beis Medrash. Again, in those days, you owned your seats; it was real estate. So he had two seats, and was geshen, and he didn't need the second seat, so he allowed his son to sit there. Not sure what that means. That's what the second seat's for. But no, he allowed his son to sit there, and then he no longer, I guess he tried to dive in a different shul, basically. He didn't want to. So then he decided to sell the seats. So now he sold both seats, and comes along the son and says, Bindu, what do you mean? This is my seat for 30 years. What's going on? How can you throw me out? I'm a Bar Metzah. I'm here for 30 years. The son was married. So for married son, you don't care about. Oh yeah. So this is the shayla sent to a bunch of tshuvas. He didn't rent it. It was only she'ela. But they say she'ela yom is also a mimker. He just like schir. It's just one's with money, one's without money. Just like you could buy something or get something as a matana, I could rent something or get something as a she'ela. She'ela is like matana, and schir is like buying, right? So, but they say that the whole mile of schir and the whole mile of she'ela is only if you can't be thrown out, if you have a schus in it. Right? Like we had in Beis Yosef, once a year lease is up, and now you can be thrown out. The fact that you've been living here for 25 years, the lease is up, sir, you gotta go. And now you're without a lease, now you don't have your schus anymore. So too, even though the son's been there for 30 years, but even worse, even the 30 years that he was there, he was only there, tuk-tuk-look. At any time, the father could have told him where to go on Shulduk's son, you're not sitting here, I'm giving it to somebody else. So since he was able to be thrown out, and he's still being able to be thrown out, he doesn't have a k'eka b'metzah. It's all k'eka b'metzah al-tzchir, so she'el could only be, if you have a schus in it, not to be thrown out, so you have a kinyan in it. But if you could be thrown out at any time, he says you don't have a kinyan, it's not really a schus, you're not a man d'yama. The me'ela, they threw him out because he's not really a bar mitzvah. He doesn't have any kinyonim in it. To say for Yeshua,
someone wanted to buy it
away, be misalik the buyer. The buyer would.
Only
the one that he wants. So very good. The Chuvis discussed that too. They handled what happened with the other taina that he wanted to buy both. They discussed that. Okay.
Actually,
he had a school from the other one, but he didn't say. No, he might not, but Leidikis and Hilkas. The other way around, Hilkas Bar Mitzvah is suspended if a guy is trying to sell more than one item or one shay, a package deal, that's a Tovus HaMoicher that he finds a buyer to do everything. So too, if a guy wants to sell both seats in one shot, it's a package deal, that's another reason to negate the Hilkas of Bar Mitzvah. Now this vort, that Shelev, you could be thrown out, you don't have a schus, is a Sefer Yeshua, Psalm Maksavim, Tavkuf Mem Gimel, and the Chuvus Kessel of Rome, in a couple places, Choshem Mishpat Lamed, and Madura Kamen, Choshem Mishpat Lamed, the Truth Maria and the Angel, like I just said, they all say the same thing. They all come out with the same insight. You shela or schirs is good, but it can only be good, even like the Rosh, but it's only good if you talk of a schus to stay there without being thrown out. All right.
That you only have a schus while the lease is in effect. They say that shela is mamushurish.
No, but they don't. They say Sheil is like Schiris, but if you could be thrown out at any time, then not. And they say, who are the Meiskiris if you could be thrown out at any time? And they bring the Rai from the Beis Yosef. Yeah, they bring the Rai, because the Ram brings the Rai. All right, let's do Sif Samach Aleph. Shnayim Shesachru Sada B'Shutfis. You have two people who are renting a Sada together as a partnership. Ve'echad mehem Roitza L'haske Chelko La'acher. So you have two tenants in as a Shutfis. Sometimes you have it that you'll have two tenants renting two Bachrim, or you'll have two companies, two businesses will rent one large place or one warehouse together, whatever it is. And now one of them would like to rent his chelik out to a third party. Vasheni, who's still there, who's his shutif in that schiris, writes a lizgais by midin ben ha-meitzah, sagt ha-machabi, here the machab is moida, hadin imoi kevin shu shutif boy. Your shutif, then that's stronger than metzron. If you're a shutif, now you have a koyecha ba metzron to be misal, or at least to counter a tiger kemen who's coming in. The Mishra Shalom and Sifnin Tez brings in a major machlekes achrayim. If this is just lechatchila, like the mechabes loshen is, Hasheni also writes a litzkus by as if they're both coming together, and then you have to give kedima to the shatif. Or it means even if Yen already rented it, he has a right to litzkus by, and he has a right to be misal like the new tenant. Does he have that koyek even b'diavet? It's mitzvahs, but it's a shutif dikim mitzvahs. Like we saw all the way at the beginning, the very first sif, that shutif mitzvahs is stronger than a regular mitzvahs. Who is it? The Machne Chaim said, because the shutif mitzvahs is mamish. I'm on the property itself, so I'm not even a. He said the lashon chazal is ba metzra. I'm not a ba metzra. I'm a metzra. Ich bin do. I'm mamish a metzra. Right. So that has a mile, and throughout the simon, based on every single sif, there's a whole bakleik is a claim if shutif is different or not. Every time it says metzra nish, they all done. Oh, what happens if you're a shutif? Punkt here, the Machaber decided to spell it out. Here, shutif is different. All right, sif samik beis. Hiskir beisay la'achar. You rented out your house to someone else. V'achakach mochraloi. So here, I'm selling the house to the tenant. This is already the third shlav we talked, right? This is not the negate to the house next door, and not begin to take over excuse next door. I'm renting this house, and now vakak mochra loy, and now the balabas sold it to the tenant. He let him stay there. This is ma'isim b'koyim that do this. Ein ben ameitza yochol loy to miyado. The ben ameitza cannot throw him out. If you're here and you're buying here, I cannot throw you out. Hisko beis lacher v'akak makroloi ein ben ametz yokoloi tmiyodoi. Hago, haye bayis v'chanus ze al ze. You have a house and a store. Let's say our typical storefronts. So the ground floor is the store, and the second story is a house. So you had a bayis and a chanus ze al ze. And v'sochin l'shnayim, you rented the house on top to Reuven, and you rented the store on bottom to Shimon. V'akakak bo l'mokrom, and now you would like to sell these houses. Kol echod metzun l'shulay, each one has a schus to buy his own premises that he's renting. The guy upstairs, Reuven, has a right to buy the house, the second story, and Shimon, who's rented the store, has a right to buy the store. Ulamashu Daboy. He's a metzun l'shaloi ulamashu daboy. That he has a koich metzronis.
So, it's on top
divided. Well, if I say it is divided, I mean, you see that he has one tenant upstairs, one tenant downstairs.
Sometimes.
Oh, for tenancy, it's dividable, but it's divisible, but not for purchase, for sale. Okay, so then we might have a problem. Might have an issue there.
Yeah.
So, now, this is coming from a tshuvis Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef brings down a tshuva that he wrote, and the Beis Yosef, and the Shach brings it down, the Beis Yosef said that even if one of them is Kodam and buys both, let's say the Bala Bayis bought the Chanus as well, or the Bala Chanus bought the house as well, so to Beis Yosef, the Bala Bayis has a right to be Mesalik, the Bala Chanus from the Bayis part of the deal. Or if the Bala Bayis bought both, then the Bala Chanus could be Mesalik, the Bala Bayis from the Chanus part of the deal. If I'm a tenant there, I'm a Metzun L'Shuloy L'Mashu Darboy, and if you come in, I have a right to be Mesalik, you even, because you took over the premises that I was renting. Now the problem is that is a, the Shach brings it down, the Levush Grada argues, Levush says not like that, because the Mechaber Mitzvah Shem you're going to see, and the next Sif says, Lahed, you're not like that. The Mechaber says that this koyak that you have is only that if you get there first, a metzun can't be mesalik you. Or maybe even if you come with azachas, maybe even then you'll have gedima, maybe. But if somebody else got there first, you have no right to exercise metzronis mekeach schiris. If you only need mekeach hasecha, you don't have a keach metzronis to throw someone else out. So the Shach blibes tzarechin and the Beis Yosef. How could the Beis Yosef say over here that if he ended up buying both, he has a right to throw him out on his chelik? Bishlamel, he has kedima beseda. But if someone else bought it, how could you throw him out? You're only a seicha, and a mechaber holds that a seicha doesn't have a right to throw out a buyer. Mameli blibes tzarechin on the Beis Yosef. There's a Chuvis Ksam Seifa and Yeridei at the end of Simon Reish Mem Beis that the Ksam Seifa wants to say that this case of Chanus is different. The whole Svar of the Mechaba, why you can't throw somebody else out, is because for Skiris it's not the end of the world. Go rent somewhere else. So pick yourself up and go somewhere else. But if you're renting a Chanus, there even the Mechaba holds, you do have a Kecha Bamesra. Why? Chanus, you already established a location. Everyone knows that that's where you are. And every time the guy wants to buy a widget, he comes to your store. If you're going to move somewhere else, he's not going to find your store. So you're having a problem. So your whole customer base, everything that you build up, you need to be here. If you're going to move, you're stuck. So Mele B'chai Gavna, the Mechabit's Moida, that you have a full-fledged Metronis, even though you're only a Seicha, full-fledged Metronis to throw out a buyer. If a guy wants to buy your Chanus, you have a right to throw him out. Oh, that's a problem. I don't know the Teretz. I don't understand the Ksam Seif. He tries to bavon, but he's bavoning a different Nakuda. I'm not sure how he understood. Mechab is talking about Pasha, and if you look in the Tshuva, he says it both ways. Say if the Bala Chanus buys the house, and say if the house buys the Chanus. If the house buys the Chanus, Shasheich. But if the Bala Chanus buys the house, why could the Bala Bayis throw him out? That I don't understand. Unless he's making an akimta that the Mechab is not talking about such a case. I don't know. The Mice is the Shach Bayis Sorokin. All right. Let's do another Swift. final sif. Sif Samach Gimel. We're moving right along. Baruch Hashem, we're making it. Hiske beisoy le'echad. If you're renting your house to somebody, v'achakach makor la'acher, and now you sold it to a third party. That was the case I just talked about. V'achakach makor la'acher. Afilu einui ben ha'meitza. He's not even a ben ha'meitza. Ein ha'soicha yokol lo'tzi'im miyodin. The soicha cannot be mo'tzi'im. He can't be mo'tzi'im. You don't have a koyach of a meitzah if you're only coming mekoyach schiris. Except for the chsam sofer, by chanus is different, like we just said. But a regular house, the mechaba holds that since you're only there as a seicha, you cannot be moitzi somebody. Comes along the sman. The sman says that a yoyz the din of mashkin, and the din of schiris is the same. Many the Rav Magid sort of equates the two, not sort of, he says Schiris is stark actually, but sort of equates the two. And we know that the Ramah before holds that if you're having mashkin on alva and it's sold to somebody else, you have kedima on the mashkin. So too, Zokta Sma, so too over here, it's going to be the same thing. Lafima de kasafti vilchachti lefneze. Tischiris umeshkante dinechad lehen. And Cain, like what the Ramos said in Sifne Zain, that filu kodem ha metron vikono. Yochel ha mamushkin loitzia miyodoi, because the Bala Mashkin has first crack. He's the greatest metron, because it's shchunagabe, he's mamish living there, he's on it. Huadin bezename yochel ha seiko loitzia miyodoi, because he's also shchunagabe. He's mamish living in the premises. I the Machaba Kosakin Lishitas Lushon that argues by Mashkin. And since the Ramah was Machri over there, Vachain, you have to paskin that the Bala Mashkin could be Moitzi, even a Metzron, the Bala Mashkin could be Moitzi. So too over here by Schiris, if he sold the property to someone else, even to a metzron he sold the property to, since you're a seicha, you're stronger, and you could throw out the buyer even if he's a metzron, and he'll argue with the makama. Even if you'd be able to throw him out. Even if the guy is coming, so that's what the base said. That's what the Makkabi said before. The Shach said before Sif Samach Beis. Bishlomo, if the Beit Bais and Kadosh, Doctor Ramah, I understand very well why you could throw him out. He's coming, buying your turf. He's buying your premises. You're a seicha. You have kedima. But the Makkabi and Sif Samach Gimel over here says that you don't have a right to throw him out. How come before by Bais and Kadosh did you have a right to throw him out? But you applied Shre, and that's example. So he said Kadosh is different. Okay, but that now this Pshat in the Ramah is not Muslim. There's a Shvasyank of a Bach, the Shvasyank of a Bach.
I just had a store. I rent the store and they wanted to sell the store now.
Right, so same thing. So he could kick out a buyer because when you're in a store and you need the store and it's a location, Mamela for a store, even the Mechab is Maida, that you're full fledged by Mezzan, you could throw a buyer out. So basically every single thing, what? It's about Metzah. I really need this. The reason why Bitzchir is not about Metzah is because I'm really not attached to you. I could go somewhere else. I'm only a Seicha. But by Chenus, I'm mamish attached to you.
You're not it.
I have a Bitzchir. Bitzchir
means nothing.
It only means nothing because you really don't have to stay. You could go somewhere else. But here, I really have to stay here because I built up.
My name is my shulman.
So, you can go 3 blocks away and still down in the same shul. Right? And we just had Baruch Hashem, one of them was moved 2 blocks away, and he's still davening here, Baruch Hashem, Daval. So, that's, all right, now, this that the Ramah, since he argues by Mashkin, will argue by Schiris, that this man said, the Shvaz Yankiv, the Piskajuva brings down, argues, and the Bach argues, and a number of Akhrenim argue, Memela, this too is a Makhloikis. It's Yitokhen that the Ramah here is Maida, that Schiris is less than Mashkin. And if you're Mashkin, Yishkuna Gabeyev Kinyonim, and it's Schiris, that's it, after the year you're over, you're out. And you're only here temporarily. We know there's a mamisha tukufa. We know that you're only here till the end of the lease. That's it. So you're out. So you don't have a koyak to be moitz on. They were never misakin b'metza only for a seicha. For that, they were never misakin. So this too is about koyakis. Memela zokta shvaziyankav avada. You can't throw the guy out because midim akoyakis leinafkis and you're a moitz. You won't be able to throw him out. Even though the moitz you're renting there now and the achrenim mucha, maybe if you're renting, you'll have a din of a muksik. Okay, and there's a machlokes. If a renter has a din of a mukzik, good. But the Shmuz Yankov holds that you will not be able to exercise your right. And the whole machlokes is whether the Ramah will argue on the machaba not. But for sure, we have a sheet as a machaba who holds not. Only thing is that Menageh to Machaba versus Ramah and Sifn and Zayin, we already said that once Ramah was Machriya, that we go with Ramah. And even some Svadish Akilas goes with Ramah's part over there, the Dominican Svadish Akilas. But over here, to say that who are Din by Skiris, and Ramah didn't mention him, that's my cloak, is that you won't be able to be Maitzi. Alright, one more, let's finish up the Ramah. Zok to Ramah, Hagah, Ruvain, Hayuloi Karkam, Shemala Mimenu Mas Lishimin Lishana. He had a karka that he was paying taxes to Shimon. Exactly the dynamic here, I don't know if we have this dynamic, but basically what it was is that you could own a karka, but you have a chiv to pay taxes, which is, let's say, belongs to the governor or the melech, and he could sell that right to someone else, the schus to collect taxes. So you have the melech. So you could have Shimon owning the right to collect taxes from the property, and you have Reuven who owns the property. That shutfim, but not really shutfim, it's a different type of shutfim. They're not shutfim the same thing. Reuven owns the property mamish, so Shimon owns it fully, but negate to collecting taxes. Now came along Shimon and decided he wants to sell the right to collect taxes on this property to a third party, to Levi. So Reuven know you look kaka shemala mimen a masla Shimon l'shana, or macha Shimon ha masla Levi, and Shimon sold the right to collect the taxes to Levi. Reuven oyme shuhu metzron, and he wants to buy that right of collecting taxes because he doesn't want to pay. I mean, to get it at a discount by buying that right to collect from himself, or get it at a discount, just like Levi got it at a discount. Right? Good. Beseda. So Dr. Chuvis Harashba, Imacha Shimin Mimka Oyulom, if he was selling a seal for good, means he's selling the right to collect taxes on his property, Abig, to Levi. So that means he's selling a karkadiko seal. He owns in this karka the schus to collect taxes. See, it's a karka that he's selling. It's a karka benegeh to collecting taxes, but it's a schus in the karka. It's guf l'peiris. Then hadinim Reuven, because if you're selling a property and Reuven's here, Reuven has a dinim bametzra on the property that's being sold. You're selling the property to the karka for the schus of taxes, and I'm here, so I own this property.
One second,
let me just finish off. The Meloi Macher Rak Lishonim Ketsuvim, but if Shimon is only selling to Levi the right to collect taxes for 5 years, Kumdais, and he's not really selling the karka. He's selling the right to collect for 5 years. He's selling a chayv. Shame by metronis. There's no din metronis on chayvis. If I want to sell a chayv, if one bank wants to sell the mortgage to another bank, the bala karka doesn't win, right? So to here, if it's only a chayv, he has a right to sell. The no din metronis on chayv. If he's selling it, if it's loilam, then it's not a chayv, because I'm not selling each year's taxes. I'm selling the karka now. What karka? The karka that I own, which is the karka for taxes, to be able to collect taxes, is karka that I'm selling to you. So if I'm selling you a karka to Kedin, then Reuven has a right to take that over, because Reuven is a bametzra, because he's here already. And he's here, not only at Tzchiris, he's Mamashi, he owns this karka. So the Goyin, look in Tzivkon Kuf Nun Hei, I believe, the Goyin says, here everyone is Moida, that Reuven has the right, even though the Mechaba said before, when you're a Seicher, you don't have a right to be Mesalik someone else. Here the Mechaba will be Moida, why? Kivin Sheguf Shah Reuven, the Kuliyama. Shaykh Vasisa. Mechaba is only saying in the Mechaba, when it says I'm a tenant and you sell the house and so on, I can't throw out that guy who bought the house because I'm only there as a seicher. You're nobody. A seicher is on temporary. You're going to be out anyway, so go somewhere else. You don't have to stay here. But if Reuven, who owns the property and wants to remove Levi, because Levi bought a chelik in the property, the tax chelik in the property, here Kuliyama is Maida, so I do have a koyach of Bametra. That's how the Goyim touches up the Ramah. Very geschmack. To make the Ramah shtim even with the Mechaba. All right, Rabbi Isaac. At the end of the day, What do we come out here tonight? A cloud. Every single situation that you could imagine of about Tzchiris is a machloikis. Machab, Ramah, Taz, Shach, anything you want is a machloikis. And then they're very hard pressed to really be mighty. If you get there first, if he is first, then you could say that you're Moksek and Yenna won't be able to moitzi you, and even if he's a Metzrin. But if Yenna gets there first and you're trying to be moitzi someone else, that's going to be a problem. Yeah, and basically, on virtually every single level, there's going to be a Machlekes. All right, it was Geshmaka Inyan. Just one of the Chazit, just one synopsis, is that Bar Metzra is a hot topic. When real estate was hot, like 6-7 years ago, Bar Metzra Shail is Mamish Tog Tegloch. Now it's starting to pick up again. So Mamish getting involved, Bar Metzra, Baruch Hashem, we're starting to pick up. Gevaldik. However, if you think about it, going through the Siman with so many exceptions to the rule of Bar Metzra, much more often than not, Bar Metzra is not Negeah. Because if you look into the nitty-gritty, you'll see that one of the dozen exceptions of the Siman are applicable. So even though Bar Metzra might be a very hot topic and there are many shilas of Bar Metzra, but most of the time, the Metzrin will lose. And just go Chazibah, a few of the Hatem, the Yisayas Hatem that we had. One was if you sell Bahamtana. If the seller sells Bamtana, so he likes this guy's credit better than the next guy's credit. Or he sells Al Tanai. Sorry, if he does Al Rama, then we throw him out.
No, you're giving him Al Tanai because he wants to, he's not going to trust him.
But if he's only doing that to bounce the other guy out, then it's harama. But for Amtana, you really can't block the guy on guns, because if the other guy's willing to come up with all the money up front, then that will be good. Fine. But you have one. So you have Hamtana, you have Meichal Tanai. If you sell it with a condition, the other won't keep the condition. I don't have to be busy. It's not a Gemar Mechir. We have different Shatim. Why? But if you sell it out Tanai, if you buy from a guy, unless you mamish have other, you were negotiating already with the guy, it's only in the city that only Yiddish buyers are there, but otherwise you'll have that hat. If the seller is fire selling it because he needs to pay his mortgage, his taxes, look for a mizainis, whatever it is, or so it's not. No, if it's a woman,
it doesn't have to be fire, so he was only selling one piece of carcass.
I'm sorry, you said what?
One piece of caca,
but he's doing it because time is of the essence. He has to raise capital. Then you can't slow him down. If it's a woman, if it's Yisayim Yassim Cotton, even if a woman buys it, what?
Any private house, any residential house.
Right, that could be a shutzes we throw, which we talked that might be nega. We had from the Rav and Shav of Horowitz, maybe not like that. Good. Then you have. One by one, he comes start the thing. Then even if a woman buys it, so you can have that svar even on the buying end. Then you add, if you package deal, if you sold a lot of together, or by schirs, let's say, anything which is a taifas hamaycha, you're going to sideline. If he, for some reason, likes the deal better, the guy's coming up with better cash, zuzi, which has more over lasoicha than the next guy. It's mamish. You got to get the seller out of the equation. You got to sideline the seller. He has no benefit whatsoever having this buyer over a metzrin. And then you have what to contend with the buyer. It's not so simple. If you think about it, you go through the cases, most of the case will have at least one of these exceptions. But still, look at Shmaki. And it's still applicable sometimes, so we have to know it. And the whole thing is gevoit on what? Vasisa Yashvatay. Here you have Vasisa Yashvatay, which is Alocha, which is Avada Tzapasik, but this whole thing was created from Idrabonan. It's Idrabonan. And it pulled off a simon with 63 Seifim, right? It's one of the longest simonim there are. 63 Seifim, what? From Idrabonan, all on a Nida Taiva Vasisa Yashvatay. This is how stark it is to be Vasisa Yashvatay. All right, Rabbi Isaac, good to work. Have a geschmacka Sommer.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.